We can take a minute to transition to the guided meditation now. Sitting here very peacefully now, feeling the beautiful breeze from the environment around us, sensing the life force energy of the surrounding plants and animals, breathing in a few deep breaths of the life-filled prana in the air. We sense our consciousness now operating in a greater stillness as our whole body is fully relaxed from our head to toes. We feel the consciousness that watches the body, able to take a step back from needing to be the body, needing to focus on the body. And we send ourselves now anchored down into the earth. We sense a great connection to the earth as a great loving mother Gaia being. And we send our love for earth and for what she has provided through the plants and animals and the opportunity of having a wonderful, joyous life on earth. We thank this great earth and this great environment. We feel very connected and grounded as our identity is intimately connected with the earth, as we feel at one with this loving presence which shares its love back. As we share our love with the earth, we feel it returned. We open up our minds now to the potentials of a deeper awareness of our being outside of the physical. And we perceive our thoughts, we perceive words as they cross in front of our conscious mind, and we sense that there is a vibration to every thought and every word, and the source of that vibration has connections deeper down into the mind. We feel ourselves sinking deeper and deeper into the mind as we feel for the source of consciousness, the source of thoughts, the source of the pull of consciousness that drives our minds forward. But we allow ourselves to take a step back from the conscious driver and step into the deeper mind, the unconscious mind, as we feel more and more connected to the sense of peace and love which transcends all words and all thoughts, which inspires words and thoughts, but which does not require words and thoughts. We feel ourselves sinking down deeper and deeper into the stillness of the inner depths of our being. And we feel that we can free ourselves from identity as the separated self incarnated as a body, and feel more connected and grounded in the knowingness of our cosmic existence, of our infinite self that transcends individual bodies. As our bodies are like blades of grass that bloom, grow, and then wither and die in the end of their season, we feel ourselves as a field of grass incarnating in different bodies and choosing each blade of grass as a part of the beautiful field of our identity that blows with the wind and shifts its form as the seasons change, but always deeper, deeper connected to the source of all consciousness and the source of all life, that is the source of identity of all consciousness. We sink deeper and deeper into this light that radiates as all life. And we sense that we can feel ourselves extending out past the influence of individual stars and individual beings operating within galaxies, and we sense the cosmic joy of a cosmic reunion of all consciousness that happens with all consciousness that chooses to release the shackles of belief of separated identity and fall in love with the source of all consciousness, the source, infinite creator, that chose to have all these experiences as one mind, one consciousness, one love, one spirit, infinite in nature, eternal in expression. And we rest in this great ocean of awareness of infinite potential of experience. We release ourselves from identification with any particular piece of this great being that we share in expression through individuals. And within this stillness of mind, we sense an interconnectedness and a harmony with all the cosmic beings, cosmic spirits, which are operating in the appearance of form and the apparent expression of separate selves, separate bodies. And we give thanks for all the expressions of ourself through all these forms and bodies. And we feel very grounded and connected in knowing that there are so many infinite forms that are just like us, seeking to understand this infinite creation, this infinite creator, and seeking together, holding hands in love, seeking to see the truth of creation, seeking to understand what we can enjoy in expression as we play in the different realms of consciousness, and as we seek to create greater and greater harmony in those aspects of ourselves which have become wounded and which have felt separated or broken. We offer ourselves as helpers to restore that which seems broken in our extended selves, our extended families. And we thank the source of all creation for giving us this opportunity to heal the extended aspects of ourself which need healing through shared consciousness and awareness of that which needs light, that which needs more love and light. And we can momentarily now return our consciousness back to the circle that we are within form, meditating around, and we can share the light of the infinite creator with each in the circle, and we can see as we passed light and love from left to right, counterclockwise in a circle, around the circle, we sense the light forming a ring of light as we seek together to share intentions and share unity of intention, to serve as a beacon for our prayers and our intentions for an increase in joy and love and peace on earth as we share in this intention upwards in a column. We see the light spiraling up above our heads, and we see that we can become more connected with expanded aspects of our reality by sharing our intentions that we share with other beings, but we share it now upwards along this column of light in a spiraling fashion. As we see our consciousness traveling upward higher and higher along the column, we can see down below us the lights of the cities beginning to turn on in the evening, and the view of the mountains in the distance. We can travel higher and higher and see more of the state in view, more of the continent in view. We can travel higher and higher until we get to the upper atmosphere. We can pause at the upper atmosphere, seeing that there is a curvature of the earth below us, and seeing that around us other columns have been sent up by the other light workers, the other teams working towards unity and contact. And we can connect with them in their shared intention for peaceful contact across all the cosmos, with the cosmic aspects of ourselves, with the teams working on Earth to enhance and up-level the consciousness on Earth through the awareness of the cosmic self, the cosmic mind that seeks to increase love and forgiveness on Earth through shared awareness of the opportunities for love and forgiveness. And we can open up now also to the heavenly realms, the heavenly beings, and the intelligent beings beyond the influence of the Earth, ready to share with us in these loving intentions for unity and for awareness of potentials for peace to be increased on Earth. We can send our prayers now with them and with all of heaven out to call for help for those who are suffering on Earth. We ask for there to be quick resolution for all those situations where people are struggling and needing food or needing some situation to ensure survival, and also in those situations needing healing and resolution between people who are at odds with each other, those fighting wars. We see an end to warfare coming swiftly as we collectively seek to choose an end to the need for warfare on Earth, as we have learned those lessons and we move beyond them, and we send swiftly those thoughts of awareness to those who need those thoughts of awareness, that love is the answer and there's no need for fighting. When we find the pathway and we make that the priority, that finding healing and unity is always possible and that can always be our priority, and miracles can always take place, and we see those happening around the Earth as we see the awareness of potentials for miracles increasing, miracles for healing and forgiveness, where once there was enmity and strife and distance and separation. We see a healing happening across the planet, wherever necessary now. And we see as this great healing continues and accelerates, we can see the great future ahead of us of unlimited prosperity, great healing technologies, making the need for sickness no longer necessary as we choose together to experience a higher density of consciousness and a unified Earth, seeking together as one mind for higher aspects of our identity in unity, to see light in the form of greater wisdom and how we can operate in peace together as a society and with higher technologies that make it so that we no longer need to be focused on scarcity. We can return with our consciousness now to the upper atmosphere, and we see up above us the many loving beings who have joined with us in our prayers. We thank them for joining us. We ask them to help as many ways as they can. We ask them to, if we invite them, as it is appropriate and is safe for them to join us in any way that they can, so that we can be inspired if it is possible, wherever it is safe for them to do so, wherever it is inspirational. We thank them for their work on helping connect humanity and connect with us and contact us as necessary to help us be accelerated and catalyzed in the directions of continued progress towards peace and love and forgiveness and joy in our lives. We thank them for joining us. We can travel higher now with our column and out past the orbit of the moon. We thank the many beings operating from the influence of the moon in their work in helping humanity along. We thank them for their work. Invite them to join us in our prayers and intentions. We can travel higher now, out into the solar system, out to the orbit of Mars, and we feel the many beings operating to help with the healing of that planet that has gone through various traumas. We see them parallel to some of the traumas on Earth, and we thank those beings for helping steward over that planet, and we thank them for joining with us in our prayers for healing for the cosmos as needed as well, and for all of life in the solar system. We thank them for helping. We also extend our consciousness now out through the asteroid belt, out to the orbit of Jupiter and Saturn and Neptune and Uranus and the gas giants. We see these great heavenly bodies representing different energies that have been needed to process on Earth that we've been processing. We thank them for their work in helping us balance the cosmic energies through the many powerful influences that they have had. We thank them for their work in helping with the healing of the planet on Earth and also throughout the solar system. We invite them to join us in our prayers and join us wherever it is safe for them to do so, in our intentions for inspiration and healing for humanity. We can travel outward now, past Pluto and past the rocky bodies in the outer reaches of the solar system. And we thank all the beings operating throughout the entire solar system for their work. And we thank also the sun at the core as we turn our gaze inward and see the pulse of the great heartbeat of the sun, giving us so much life and loving energy through the light and warmth and love of this radiant body in the center of our solar system. And we feel so connected to the sun. And we thank the sun for its radiance and teaching us how to be radiant, as all the food that it offers through light is captured in our reality through all the energy that we have, all the plants that we have that have been so benefited from that radiance. We feel so drawn back to that pull, and we feel ourselves as a part of that glowing radiance of the sun as we seek to unify the awareness of consciousness throughout the cosmos, and especially here in the solar system, as we seek together for love and light for all mankind and all the creatures on Earth and all the creatures who may be suffering, especially throughout the solar system and throughout the cosmos. We can turn our column now and our gaze to the center of the galaxy, and we feel the same reverberations of love coming from the center of the galaxy, reaching all the stars in the galaxy, the billions of stars, all operating for expanded awareness of the infinite light of the Creator. And we feel very connected to all the beings operating and the influences of all these stars, all these stories, throughout the whole galaxy. And we thank them for their role in expanding the awareness of this infinite perfect peace and perfect plan for divine unfoldment of exploration and awareness of unity and love and light and joy for the whole cosmos. And as we feel connected to all these beings, we recognize that we can share in their love and invite them to join us as we feel guided. And we can extend our consciousness now all the way back down the column, back down past the gas planets, back down to Earth, back down to the continent, back down to our circle. And we can continue feeling wherever we feel guided to receive and to share in this loving, unified cosmic consciousness. We can continue now however we feel guided for silent meditation for 15 minutes or so.